Now, boys and girls, our reading today is not very difficult. It's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. And it's verse 15. And I wonder if we could get some clever boy or girl to read this very, 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 very short verse. Anybody going to volunteer for me? Or has a great slothfulness descended upon you all? You're going to do it, sir. Good man, arise and do so. A loud voice now, Gareth, right? Now, that wasn't too hard, was it? Would you like to do it again? You're not really working for your meat today. Go again. Huh? Right, that's he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, among the presents I got for my Christmas this year was one I asked for. Usually dads and granddads get pretty useless presents, I must say that. Thousands of pairs of socks and shaving cream. But I asked for this present and I got it. And you'll not gasp with surprise, because to some of you it's very, very, very normal. But I've never had a pair of these before. And I'm just going to put them on to let you see what I'm like with them, all right? Yeah. Don't I look handsome? Earphones. Now, I've been told by the person who gave me them that they're very expensive. We've got to take good care of them and all that sort of stuff. But, I don't know how expensive they were. But I was trying them out yesterday. I had tried them out before, but yesterday it was so wet. I couldn't think of too much to do with yesterday, so I thought I'll try out my Christmas present. So I listened through my earphones to some very fine music, by the way. Some of it was Scottish, but it was fine too. Now, I found a couple of good things about my earphones. Oh, this flex must be awful long. Where does it stop? Here it is. I found a couple of good things about my earphones. First of all, I found that I can listen without disturbing anybody else. You see, I've said this to you before, I like everything awfully loud. Terribly loud. And of course, when I turn my music up, everybody's going, oh, please, that's awful. So now with my earphones, you see, I can listen like that, and nobody else hears. Another thing I discovered when I put my earphones on was this, that I could hear things I had never heard before. I listened to some of my favorite pieces last night, and you know, it was very nice. It was almost as if I was right there, right at the center of everything. And I could hear all the sections of the orchestra playing over here and here and here and here. Everything was so clear. So not only can I hear and other people don't need to listen and be disturbed, but I can now hear things I've never heard before. And that set me thinking about ears, because of course they are earphones and I was using my ears. I wonder if any clever boy or girl can tell me how many, now don't be funny about this, how many ears a normal person has. Anybody know how many ears a normal person has? Right. Two. Any other guesses? We're working very hard in this section this morning, aren't we? Two ears. Anyone have another guess? Is she right? Well, she is, and she isn't. Because I discovered that we all have 6 ears. Did you know that? And there was an interesting, I didn't know that myself. We all have 6 ears. We have an outer ear, and we have a middle ear, and we have an inner ear. So although you think you've only got two, you've actually got 6. 6 ears. God has given us 6 ears. And I also discovered as I read about ears that the ears are very wonderful things. There are some wonderful things go on inside your ears. Do you know you have stirrups in your ears? And anvils in your ears? And hammers in your ears? And drums in your ears? All these things are going on inside your ears. Stirrups and anvils and drums and hammers. And I also discovered that our ears are so clever that they can pick up vibrations up to 40,000 times a second. Hard to imagine, isn't it? And of course, we doggies' ears are even more sensitive than that. And I also discovered that inside our ears are thousands of little circuits which can pick up different sounds and separate them all. You see, how dull life would be if every sound was the same. For example, if everything sounded like the pastor's voice, that would drive you mad. If you'd had to listen to a Scots sound going on, oh, that would be terrible. But no, our ears are so clever that they can pick out all these different sounds and separate them so that you can hear the sound of the wind blowing, and you can hear the sound of a teacup rattling, and you can hear the sound of birds singing, and you can hear the sound of music playing, and you can hear the sound of voices speaking. God has given us 6 ears, 3 on each side, an outer, a middle, and an inner. And then I looked up the Bible and I discovered that the Bible has an awful lot to say about ears. Now, I don't want you to spend your whole afternoon counting all the times that ears are mentioned in the Bible or hearing's mentioned in the Bible, but I reckon that the Bible talks about hearing or ears about 2,300 times. And no prizes if you come to a different sum. Thousands of times the Bible talks about ears. And here is just one of them. And Gareth read it for us. Matthew 11:15, the Lord Jesus says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." But you know what Jesus meant? He didn't just mean that you hear. He means that you listen. Because I tried something yesterday I've never tried before. At least I don't think so. I put on my earphones. I must have looked up Bonnie Chucky if anybody looked through the window. And my specs and my earphones on. I shouldn't really do this. It lowers my standing. And I had a read at a book. And I turned the sound right away down and I found I could read my book. But I wasn't really listening to the music. Because I'm one of these guys that can only do one thing at a time. So I had to take my earphones off, and I was either reading or listening. And you see, boys and girls and men and women, we can hear so much, but we don't listen to it. It doesn't get down into our hearts, and it doesn't make any difference in our lives. And you know, in the Bible, the word for obedience is a wonderful word. It means to hear and to do. And that's what Jesus means when he says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." He says, you not only hear, but you listen. And you listen, and then you obey. So many people come to church, and they hear, but they don't listen. And some people listen, but they don't obey. But Jesus says, listen and obey. And if we listen to what God has to say, if we listen to what the Savior has to say, my, our lives will be different, won't it? It will be a different life for this week. It will be a different life for the coming days. If we listen to the Savior with those 6 ears of ours, you never knew you had 6 before, so you can go home today very happy. You might not have more money than when you came, but you've more ears than when you came. You'll get 6 ears. Go home and determine that you're going to listen with all your heart and you're going to do what God tells you to do.